Good morning. It is 10:10 on a Thursday. That means it is time once again to talk with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I am doing just great, and I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better and hope you get over your bug real soon.
I know. It's going around. Everyone has it right now, it seems like. So it is not a fun bug to have. So hopefully you stay well over there.
Well, we so far so good. I noticed you said there were six of you that got ill. So maybe you need to quit sharing the microphone.
I know. I think seven. Actually, we might even be up to seven now. So, but thank you for the well wishes. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, we've had a wonderful October at the shelter. We had 32 adoptions, and that is just remarkable. And we just couldn't be more pleased. All of us are just singing and doing our happy dance because, that's just good news for everyone involved, the pet and the family, and for the shelter in itself that we don't have so many animals. So it's been a good month. Some of the names might sound familiar. There's four Great Pyrenees puppies at the shelter, three of which have been adopted. One is still available. Those puppies are beautiful. Oh, my gosh. They have this adorable face and this sweet, sweet disposition. The thing about them, you have to remember, they're going to be large. They're going to be like a small horse in your house, if they're in your house. But anyway, one is still available. But three, they were adopted. Mario and Princess Peach, Cole, Izzy, Randy, Bandit, Nancy, and one that we are just singing hallelujah about is Theo. Theo was with us at the shelter for over a year. He was placed in a foster home, I think, sometime this summer, maybe late summer. Well, he's been adopted. So he's not in a foster situation any longer. He is in his permanent home. And it just makes our hearts swell because if you just find the right person, you know, it's such a good thing. So I just can't say enough about how happy we are about all those wonderful adoptions. And one of the other events that we've been talking about is, you know, our date with the dog. And we decided to do that on Saturdays in the month of November, thinking maybe we could get the families involved instead of doing it. Last time we did it was date night. But, you know, at this time of year, it's going to be starting dark at 5 o'clock. So it's not a whole lot of exposure the dog's going to get. So we chose to make it an afternoon. Two of our dogs have already been selected, so they will be going on their dates, and I think maybe one is this Saturday and then the following Saturday. I'm not quite sure what Oksana said. But because of this event and us talking about it through Facebook and the radio, we've had a very, very nice donor step up, and she's paid for all the vaccinations for these dogs. So if the dog is selected, the rabies shot will be paid for, so therefore there's no fee. When we first started announcing this event, we were going to ask for $15, and that would cover the rabies shot because they, of course, have to have a shot to get off to leave the shelter. This person stepped up, bless her heart. And so now, if you are interested in a date with the doggy on a Saturday afternoon, and the weather's beautiful for it, it would be a free event for you all, but a very rewarding for you and the family and the dog. So
that's great.
I wonder, isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's just the kind of wonderful people we have in our community in the area. They just step forward when you least expect it, and it benefits so many. So there we have it. So if anyone is really interested in it, please step forward and get these precious babies out of the shelter for a few hours and take them for a walk and take them to the local fast food and get them, you know, all that cheeseburger or pup cup or whatever it is. We had one little dog that she loved the pop. They gave her some pop. gave her a cheeseburger, but she would not eat the French fries.
Oh.
So, well, maybe they were too salty for her.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. I just anyway, but it's been a fun event in the past. I sure hope to see it kind of take off and maybe something we could do, you know, quite often. Available dogs. Let's talk about besides the one Pyrenees puppy that we have. We've also got a litter of puppies, and they are about 5 months old. They're a beagle shepherd mix. She's kind of separated them out, but their names, we've got Jupiter and Mars and Venus. And Jupiter is a male at 5 months, beagle shepherd mix. He and his litter mate were found as strays. So Paul, the animal control officer, brought them in. They haven't been with us for very long, so they're still a little unsure about their surroundings, but they're young. They're to drink water. They're young, so they're, you know, ready to be trained. And Jupiter he would like to have a bed of his own. I mean, they all would. They're sharing, you know, as puppies do, they all crawl on top of each other and sleep on top of each other. So they're each ready to have their very own bed. And then we have Mars. Mars is also male. Same litter, the beagle, shepherd mix. He seems to be the leader of the pack. He's a little bit more social, a little bit more outgoing. We quickly learned that he can smile and he can grin. And he shows his teeth when he's talking to you. And he's not being mean. He's just being very personable and showing off his pretty little puppy teeth. So there again, see, there's a trait about him that would be really unique and a lot of fun to share with your friends. So he has just a sweet smile, pearly whites, like I said, puppy teeth. And then Venus is the last of the litter that we're going to talk about. She's the beagle, shepherd mix also. She's a little bit smaller in size, but she doesn't have any problem keeping up with her brothers. She, you know, as they tackle and play, she's right in there with them. She's a little bit more timid than Mars, but again, a sweet little puppy. And that beagle shepherd mix, I think, would make a really neat dog, probably, you know, medium-sized dog. So those are the three pups that we have. And then we have Bowser, and that is the Pyrenees puppy that is still available. Everyone else was quickly adopted. I'm assuming he will be really quick. If you go on Facebook, CFA, and see our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of the litter, and you'll also see some of the puppies that were adopted. They're beautiful. And I don't know the history behind. I don't know if someone had a litter, realized they couldn't, you know, home them all, so they were brought to the shelter. I'm not sure the situation. Oksana would be able to tell you that. The history behind it, but they sure are beautiful dogs. So we're hoping to get these animals that I've mentioned today. We also have Petey, and you need to go to Facebook and read about Petey, some of the comments that the shelter staff has made about Petey. Petey is probably a medium-sized lab mix, black in color. His ears kind of stick out instead of going up or down. They kind of flare out kind of like the Flying Nun. Of course, you're too young for the Flying Nun, but Sally Fields played Flying Nun in the TV series.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that was a great show.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, it's in reruns. Yep.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, sometimes they do it in reruns on MeTV on like a Sunday or whatever. But anyway.
Okay. Well, I knew you probably, but that's just kind of when I look at him, that's the image I see, is these little cute ears sticking out. Petey is a female. She's 2 years old. She's very well behaved. The best disposition. She loves to walk on a leash. She loves attention. She gets along with other cats and other dogs. She's a real sweetheart. She's with us because, as we've talked about in the past, there's nothing really unique about her in appearance. So sometimes you just walk right on by without looking at her. But the unique thing I think about her is, at the shelter, when you're walking up and down and you're looking at the dogs, a lot of dogs will run at the, you know, gate, and they'll bark and kind of jump, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this dog's got a lot of hyperactivity. Well, they're just trying to get your attention, is all they're doing. She doesn't. She comes to the gate, but she doesn't bark. She just looks at you and wags her tail. So someone needs to come out and check out Petey. We also have, she keeps her kennel clean. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that too. She keeps her kennel clean. So go on a Facebook page and see if you can't identify Petey and maybe come out. Maybe is Petey be a good person, a good dog to take for the date, since she's got such good behavior. And then our kitty cats. We've got three males that are good size cats. I mean, they're like full grown, good looking cats. We've got Luke, and Luke loves to give hugs. And on Facebook, they did a video of him. They opened up the cage. He's flopping around, playing, being very playful. And then when you go to pick him up, he puts his paws around your neck and hugs you. I think he'd be a real sweetheart for someone that wants a full-size cat that's very affectionate, be perfect. Bobby is our yellow cat, and he's got a bob tail, therefore the name Bobby. And he's also a pretty good-sized cat. And then there's also Potter, and Potter is pure black, has a very round face, kind of a unique face for a cat, very round. We didn't talk much about Potter until after Halloween. But so three very nice adult cats that are out there looking for their home. And there are four little kittens that are white in color, except on their face. And they've got little, it looks like they got in a paint box. They got a little black smudge here and little orange smudge here on their face. So it makes them unique, really unique looking and very cute. So those are the cats and the kittens and the puppies and the dogs that I was going to speak about today. As always, please go to Facebook, CFA, and we have all of their pictures posted on there. Better yet, come out, visit, take them for a walk, take them into the front of the little front area we have, play with them, and get to know their true personality. But you'll never know their true personality until they are in your home. And then that's when you really see the sweetness come out, because it's a little stressful at that shelter. And sometimes we don't always know their full personality because they're scared and it's a little frightening. We are there every day of the week. Saturday and Sundays, we're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. And Monday through Friday, it's 5 to 7 in the evenings. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. So we've just had a wonderful October. We just can't say enough about how happy we are about it, and hoping that we'll have a great November also, even with the Thanksgiving holiday and stuff. We're hoping that we continue to have lots of adoptions.
Absolutely. No, that's all good news, Becky. I really appreciate you being here on the program, and I look forward to our update with you next week.
All right. Maybe I can talk about the date night, because like I said, I can't remember if it's Saturday or the following Saturday.
Sure.
But two lucky dogs have been selected, and I had some funny stories from the last time this happened, so hope it... And better yet, I just hope that it turns out that they get adopted. That's the goal,
yes,
is the exposure and the adoption. So,
absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, I'll look forward to that update here coming up soon.
Okay. Well,
All right.
Guys take care.
Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Okay, we'll try. We'll try. Apple a day sort of thing. All right. You have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. We have more Open Line on the way here on KGGF.